Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you because it is the season of ants here where we live. They're everywhere, aren't they? And so we saw this book and thought, oh, fun, let's read it. Today's story is called The Grasshopper and the Ants. It was written by Jerry Pickney. And the artwork is spectacular, my friends. I will put the link up for this on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you like this book or any of the books that I have read and you think we should grab that book, and you should, you can find the links for them. I have lovingly placed them all there for you. But with that being said, let's move on. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Captain Cuddles.
Captain Cuddles? My favorite. Will you cuddle with me while you read?
As long as you don't hug me.
I will not hug you. I will only cuddle you. Are you ready? Scooch in. All right. Why work so hard? Sang Grasshopper. It's spring and time to go fishing. No time to relax, said the ants. Why labor so long? Grasshopper chirped. It's summertime. Let's have a picnic of fresh, yummy leaves. Come, join me in making music, he says. And it looks like in the picture he really is. He's got some drums and some cymbals. But what are the ants doing? They're all carrying things. No summer light to waste, replied the ants. Autumn will be here soon. Huh. They're thinking about the future. Why toil so steady? Asked Grasshopper. It's fall, and the world is a playground of leaves. Oh, how their colors twirl and glide. Come, dance and sing. He really looks like he's having fun. Look at this wonderful mountain of leaves. Come play, he says, as he jumps into the leaves. You have a bad feeling about this? Me too.
I always have a bad feeling about everything.
You do? Oh, Captain Cuddles, you shouldn't. Everything's going to be all right.
I always have a bad feeling about everything and a good feeling about everything.
Oh, that's a lot of feelings. And oh, how I love the sparkle of first snow. Come see, he says. And I think at this point, see, in the last page, I don't see any ants. I don't see any ants. And I don't see any ants in this picture either. Working can wait, Grasshopper said. Winter time is for making snow angels and snow hoppers. He's having the best time ever playing in the snow. If only someone would join me, Grasshopper shivered. Uh-oh. And he looks around. And he is alone. All of the other insects are gone. But in the picture, we can see he looks over and sees a light coming out of a tunnel in the ground. And he goes over and he knocks on the door and he looks in. And it's the ants. And they're all very busy inside, but it looks like they're also very warm. And he knocks on the door to say, let me in. But they closed the door, and they did not open it. And underground, why, you won't even believe what's going on here. Underneath that grasshopper is an entire world of ants with a nice warm furnace and a whole supply full of food and warm beds. And they're even having warm things made for them, aren't they? Yummy foods, so much. Well, the grasshopper looks back and thinks about what he has learned.
A cup of tea?
Asked Queen Ant.
How kind of you, said Grasshopper, who has come back to the ant's door because the queen of the ants has come out to be kind to him and offer him a cup of tea.
Now, she did not have to, did she? No, no. Did he deserve the cup of tea? Did he do anything to earn the cup of tea? But she decided to give it to him anyways. That was very gracious of her. Yeah. To give you something that you didn't deserve is very gracious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what's interesting about this is that the moral of the story is this. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. And there's also another important sort of moral here, and that is don't expect other people to do for you when you can do for yourself. If he had worked hard the whole summer like the ants did, he wouldn't have needed to have the queen extend him that courtesy, would he? No. But I guess he should be grateful that she did, don't you think? And that, our good friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.